Secretary of State Colin Powell has arrived in Cairo for talks with the foreign ministers of Egypt and Jordan. It's the end of his week-long diplomatic mission to the Middle East. Powell's trip was designed to bring about a ceasefire in the fighting between Israelis and Palestinians and a withdrawal of Israeli troops from Palestinian territories. Powell held three meetings with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and two with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, the last one today in Ramallah on the West Bank. Although Powell remains optimistic, he came away with no solid achievements. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
There is no ceasefire. Yasser Arafat would not agree to that without a prior Israeli pullback. And there is no Israeli pullback yet, although Prime Minister Sharon has offered a loose and incomplete timetable. Sharon said Israel would remove its troops from the biggest Palestinian cities, Nablus and Jenin, by the end of the coming weekend. It was clear from his remarks today who Secretary of State Powell trusts more. He has abandoned the rhetoric of the Bush administration that what is required is an immediate Israeli withdrawal, and he let it be known he was persuaded that the Israeli army should have more time in its offensive on the West Bank.
When I arrived late last week, we were not yet aware, as to how much longer the operation would continue. But as a result of my three conversations with the Prime Minister and two conversations with the Minister of Defense and a number of other leaders, that timeline became much clearer. So even though it wasn't as quickly as we would have liked, it is underway. I take the Prime Minister at his word that he is going to conclude it in the next few days or week or so from when he said it to me.
And Powell did not hide the rapport he shares with Sharon. Two old soldiers turned politicians and statesmen was the way Powell put it. There is no such rapport with Yasser Arafat. Powell indicated he is not willing to accept Arafat at his word, that he will take significant steps to end suicide bombings and other attacks on Israel.
This is the time for him to make a strategic choice and lead his people away from a path of this kind of violence. I had straight conversations with him. It's not so much whether I believe he has made that choice or not yet. What I've seen so far is that he made a statement last Saturday which condemned violence, condemned the terrible attack that took place here last Friday. But statements are not enough. And so it's not what I believe or don't believe, it's what we see him do that will be the important measure of performance as we move forward.
Powell remains optimistic that a halt can be brought soon to the fighting. If Sharon carries through on his pledge to withdraw the Israeli army, then Powell said that will give room to Arafat to respond to the call for a ceasefire. If that occurs, Powell said, he is eager to move the conflict back to the negotiating table to address the root causes of the violence. And to that effect, senior U.S. diplomats will remain in the area to push the process forward. Israeli government officials have expressed satisfaction with the Powell mission, but not so the Palestinians. Arafat himself thanked Powell for his efforts, but then went on to excoriate the Israeli occupation. Senior Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat suggested there would be no lessening of the violence after Powell leaves, and he laid it all on Sharon's shoulders.
He has 3.3 million people out there feeling they have nothing more to lose. What he did was not to protect the Israelis. He was destroying and killing the Palestinians. So the situation is very, very grave. And if the situation is left the way it is now, I would say God help Palestinians and Israelis.
Powell goes on to Egypt, but he will not see President Hosni Mubarak as expected earlier. He returns to Washington later today. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.